how good this word is. It is life to those who find it. It is health, it is healing, it is medicine to all our flesh. And we thank God for not just so much for the opportunity, but being able to impart wisdom. Thank the Lord on that. And for all of us to get fresh wisdom, just to get instruction, sound instruction, so that we know what to do, where to go, how to do it, and see the hand of God move in our lives. So at last when we met, we were talking about how to receive from God. So for me, that was part one. But the extension of that, obviously, is part two. So we're going to make our way back to 2 Chronicles 20 and 17. And so starting at the beginning of this scripture, or the beginning of this chapter, to see where the children of Israel were in the middle of this fighting situation. But when you make your way down to 2 Chronicles 20 and 17, and in the NIV, and it just blesses me so much. And it says, you will not have to fight this battle. It says, take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. That is a whole message and a half in just that scripture. But even in that, in how to receive from the Lord, stand and take your position. What have you been asking the Lord for? What are you standing in need of? What are the things that you brought up? What are the things that you've been praying about in your household, husbands and wives, and even the single parents? What have you been standing before the Lord for in this instance? What God is telling us in this scripture is to stand and take your position. Now, let me tell you something. He is getting us primed up for deliverance like we have never seen before in our lives. So just take it on what I'm saying. Just know. In Matthew 21 and 22, it says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And so why is that? Why am I making that such a poignant moment? Because there's some issues going on. And the issues going on are that you could still have faith and unbelief going on at the same time. There are several scriptures in the Bible about that. And there are different types of unbelief. The natural unbelief, obviously going by what you see. The things that affect your five senses. Which could have you swaying from one way to the other. And there just could be just regular unbelief. Just, you know, you just didn't know. You don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know. And then there's doubt that comes up. And in Mark 9:24, it was the man that had his son. And of course, it said demons, but wasn't necessarily a demon. It was that the boy was probably, it is explained that he was having seizures, falling in the water, falling in the fire. And that has to look horrible. You know, and any parent, parents don't even want to see their child with a cold. You know, they have teeth coming in. Everybody wants to, you know, see five physicians. So, you know, seeing your child fall into the fire and fall in the water, that could not look good. But this man brought his son to the disciples. And so the disciples have been used to doing it their usual way. Like, hey, you know, we got this. Train the trainer. We were with Jesus. We know how to do this. He does this. He does that. He heals them. Well, this was not that instance for them either. So when they went to go do what they needed to do, they didn't see what they were used to seeing. So like I said, it kind of looked like that movie. The girl falling upside down and crawling on the ceiling. They were like, I think we need Jesus. So, so you know, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Let's phone a friend. Yeah. We need Jesus on this one. So, and the man is still very humble, like, Lord, help me, you know, and so it comes to, you know, if thou canst believe, he said, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, I want my child healed. I don't want him falling into the water and into the fire and back and forth. He obviously looks like he's in pain. This is my child. Please help him. He said, Lord, yes, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help me get past what I'm seeing. Help me get past the letter I just received in the mail. Help me get past that the doctor says he saw this on the scan. Help me understand that they told me and I'm looking at my bank account and it is red all day long. Help me. Help me, Lord. I believe you, but help my unbelief. So, and as Christians, we hate to say that we don't believe because then we feel like they're going to take our Christian card away, which has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is we just need to get ourselves lined up and kind of get it together. So I know we know the Word of God, and we have to continue to get the Word of God on each and every situation. But the Word, even when we get it, the will of God through that is not automatic. And I know everyone's like, what is she talking about? The Word of God is there, but it's not automatic. You guys still have a part. We all still have a part in that process of receiving from the Lord. Now listen, we've all seen every baseball game or anything else, any game. If you are getting one ball from one side to the other to somebody else's hand, somebody got to throw it and somebody got to get it. So somebody's got to get into position in order to receive. So Psalm 89:34, God is very clear. He is not going to change or break his covenant. And he says that I will not break nor alter the words that have come out of my mouth. He's not going to change it. His word is not going to change for anyone, but he is going to hold that word. He's going to make sure those situations line up with the Word of God so that we can be on the receiving end. So we have a responsibility to that. And understanding the responsibility comes in the words of your mouth. Again, let your yay be yay and let your nay be nay. Please don't keep running off at the mouth. This set of friends, yes, I'm healed. This set of friends, I couldn't even get out of bed this morning. What's it gonna be? Because here's the thing, the devil is well aware that there are opportunities for you to walk off of the Word of God. And that's just it. Now I can tell you, Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and you shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And we all know that scripture, but how many of us have not received in that manner? Now, again, if we had a prayer line for every person that was sick and touched them and they fell out and hit the floor, when they got up, they were completely healed, they would be okay. If every person that came up and said they needed X amount of dollars, as soon as you shook their hand and they had everything they needed, they would be okay. But the situation comes in some instances where there is an amen and there it is time in between there. And that's the time that the devil, in any instance, wants to know, do you really believe the Word of God that you have professed and you've been standing on? And the thing is with that, when you believe and understand the love of God, you know that you've had the answer from the beginning. Just like I said on the Wizard of Oz, I said it before, Dorothy had those stupid red shoes on the entire time. We would have missed the entire movie if she had just realized she could have clicked her heels 3 times and the show would have been over. It would have been done in 5 minutes. Gilded Witch and everything. So, bottom line is she had the answer all the time, as we have had the answer all the time, because God has already told us. He has given us everything that pertains into life and godliness. It's right there. He has given it to us. So we have it already. But how are you ready to receive and to hold on to the provision that has already been made available to you? So watch the words of your mouth. We talked about belief and then faith. God has given each believer the measure of faith. I've heard folks say, you know what? I don't have faith like you. And I'm thinking, yes, you do. If I had faith like you do have faith like I do. But the thing is, how do we know how to use it? You know, and I've given this analogy before. You know, my mom and I have the same SUV. There are things that I know to do that she yet still does not know how to do with that SUV. Doesn't mean it's different. It's just she doesn't know how to work all the peripherals, as we would call it. Same thing with my cell phone. Some things I really know I'm really good about doing, and then sometimes I need the kids to come and help me. So it's just work your faith. You know, one of my songs from that I listen to, Jay Moss, he says, work your faith. Just work it. You're supposed to get your faith out there like a servant. Get them out there and let them work. Let faith work for you. Bring it on in. That's what faith is. It's designed to do, to work for you. So how do we harmonize our experiences with the Word of God? People have not been able to do that. And so they start backpedaling and making excuses for why. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. They find all the ridiculous reasons why they think that does not work. Not true. God's word works every single time. And the point is, it was already finished at the cross. So the answer was there from the very beginning. So, let's go to 2 Kings 6:17. And what I do, amongst other things, won't have time to really get into that like I want to, but it talks about, it's the story of Elisha. and his servant and the Syrian army. And so they're coming for Elisha and the servant. And so he's upset because he sees how many there are. It's kind of like, you know, like Lord of the Rings, and I always have a good movie analogy. But like there's this one point where there are all these nasty creatures, and like the whole field is covered. It's like millions and millions of these things out there. And you're like, I've only counted 20 people behind them. You're going to die. So it looks horrible. Like they're not going to make it. So this is essentially what the servant of Elisha is seeing. Like,
it's us. And that's them.
He's having some problems with his belief. He's having some issues. And it's okay. So, you know, Elisha said, fear not. Nice word, but I'm sure he's like, are you kidding me? Fear not. How am I not going to fear with what I'm looking at behind me? And he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Now, here again, what he is seeing is a field full of soldiers, of people coming to harm this little swarm of people that he knows are with him. He does not see. But verse 17 tells us that Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open up his eyes, so that he may see. So, why is this important? Clearly, this man is not blind. So, he is not talking about his physical eyes. You know, one day with a snake. So, he's not talking about his physical eyes. What he is talking about is his eye of faith. Lord, let him see it like I am seeing it. That's what you need to do. Lord, let me see your word, your promise, the way you gave it to me so that I can get to the other side. Lord, I need to see it down and get it down in my knower so that I know what I know, and to hold on to this word until I get to the other side and to get to the end of that promise. And it said, and the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. There weren't... It was no one else there that could have helped him with that. Like I said, he's not blind because he saw that the other folks were there. So he needed to see with the eye of faith. So faith is the key that brings the answer into the physical realm. I'm going to say it again. Faith is the key that brings the answer into the physical realm. Now, faith is the substance, we know the scriptures, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Your faith brings what God has accomplished into physical reality. God gives it to you in the spirit, and then faith brings it into the physical realm. Many times you don't know that God has answered your prayer because you can't perceive it with something physical. So that's the time that the enemy likes to mess with your head. Like, I know the scripture says by his stripes you're healed, but you know what? You still have that feeling. You still have that tumor. You still see. You still can't see out of your eye. You still can't this, that, and the other. So he's got that time to play with you. If you don't stand on the word and take your position, then he can try and talk you out of something that you already have. How infuriating is that? And God's like, I'm going back at it again. 2 Peter 1 and 3, as all things of his divine power and given unto us, the things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us unto glory and virtue. And in Philemon 1 and 6 or 1, 6, I already have it. That the communication of thy faith may be made evident in the acknowledgement of every good work that is in you in Christ Jesus. You already have it. So the enemy is trying to talk you out of your deliverance, trying to talk you out of your prosperity, trying to talk you out of the deliverance that God has made ready, talk you out of your breakthrough that he's made ready and available for you. But it's yours already, and you had it at the beginning of the game. Had it at the beginning of the show. So, you have to believe something is happening beyond your five senses. And that's what Elisha was trying to get his manservant to understand. Listen, get your life right. You got to get past what you are seeing in the physical. The Bible says that you have to believe you receive when you pray, not when it shows up. That's not going to help you. Believe you receive when you pray. Now, So there are times like this that happen, obviously, in the Bible. And it go into Daniel 9 and 20. Daniel is praying. The angel Gabriel appears and tells him in verse 23, at the beginning of your prayers and supplications, the commandment came forth. And I'm here for that. So he said, listen, when you started praying, I came. When you started praying, Lord's like, handle that. And he said, here am I. He said, at thy word, I came. So don't worry about it. I mean, you had help at the beginning of it. So now that was in the beginning of, that was, like I said, that was in Daniel 9 and 20. God answered his prayer, and it happened, it appeared to happen very quickly. Gabriel said, at the beginning of his prayer, God answered, but it took 3 minutes for it to become visible. Like I said, Amazon Prime is my homes. So I love getting things the next day, 2 days. If something comes 4 days later, I feel I've been let down. Because I want it immediately. But all of us want something immediately. It doesn't mean that we're not receiving. But the devil has time to play with people like that. But that's when you got to stand up and say, no, I had it already, and I'm not going to let you talk me out of what God has made available for me. So sometimes it takes a little time to manifest, and that's okay. But that's where the stepping out of faith. Who told you to step out? Who told you to stop standing? Who told you to change your position? In 2 Chronicles, it says, take your position and see the victory of the Lord. You take your position. Don't you move. You sit right there. So now in Daniel 10, it says Daniel is praying. And this this time it says in verse 3 that he fasted and prayed for 3 weeks. So I want to give a little star, a little caveat to that. We fast and pray. Fasting and praying is for us. Fasting and praying does not move God. So we'll come back to that, and we'll get over that another time. So for whatever sacred cow had been kicked over, it's done. Fasting and praying is for you. That does not move the hand of God. Okay, we'll come back. So in verse 10, God sends a messenger and answers. And so the first time it took 3 minutes. This time it took 3 weeks. So some people were making, you know, religious folklore of why it took 3 minutes over 3 weeks. And again, 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 minutes, so what? The bottom line is that he got it. But again, if you don't understand where your terra firma is, meaning where you're standing and your positioning is, then you will let a situation, you will let a symptom, you will let a letter in the mail, a phone call from the doctor, something that you receive, talk you out of the deliverance and breakthrough that has already been made available for you. Don't let it. That's what I'm saying. Don't let it. So in verse 12, the angel told Daniel that God heard his prayer the first day and sent the answer. Again, he had no way of checking it. He had no way. You know, when I get my packages and it says, here's your confirmation. Would you like to track your order? And you say, yes. He had no way to track his prayer. but the angel says, yeah, we heard you. And Jesus sent the answer the day that you prayed it. How many times that you can sit in your memory and think about it? Did I talk myself out of my deliverance on this situation because I had to see something happen immediately, or a day later, or 2 weeks later, or a month later? I can say that. Like, man, I can't believe I did that to myself. But trust and believe, it ain't gonna happen again. But so anyway, the prince of the kingdom of Persia did battle with the angel for 21 days. That's what was going on with that situation. There was spiritual warfare going on for 3 weeks. Satan fought to keep the answer away from Daniel. And in the Old Testament, people didn't have authority over the devil. But then came Jesus. And that authority came with Jesus. And as he is, so are we in this world right now. So as he is victorious, we are victorious. As he is the winner, we are the winner. As he is the conqueror, we're more than conquerors. As he is, so are we in this world right now. Not at the end, right now. So if God had shown Daniel what was going on, he couldn't have done anything about it. Not back then. Jesus wasn't there yet. But in the New Testament, the blinders were removed, and we know now that we have authority over Satan. So we don't have to wait for the devil to run his course. We can stop him, because everything that has a name must bow its knee to the name of Jesus. And the person, child, believer, that knows how to use their faith and their authority. I love that. So when Jesus withstood temptation, the devil left because he had done everything he could. He's like, look, and that's the thing. How many times have we noticed that the enemy tries to use the same bag of tricks? He uses them on everybody. Before any time ministerial staff, we speak, all sorts of foolishness, dumb stuff happens. We're like, are you kidding me? Is this what we're doing? But we know he uses the same bag of tricks. He's going in the same bag, and he's like, oh, it's kind of like a flip chart. Hey, let me see what you're going to go for. Okay, you want to go for, they're going to burn your house down to the ground. You're like, that's ridiculous. And he's like, okay, let's see if you'll go for this. Then he comes up with something else. Took your dog and your car? Mm-mm. Okay, let's see what else we can do. So he's going to keep going until hopefully he's trying to get you to buy some foolishness in that same bag of tricks. But the devil he's a liar. He's a defeated foe. There is no truth in him. So when you hear things that go up against the word of God, you can dismiss it immediately. Just like I know my name, I know who I am. If they can call me, is one time, and I have to tell you this, it's so funny. One of my patients, I don't know what she was thinking, but she called me Jocelyn for the rest of the time that I knew this woman. And every day she said, Jossie, how you doing, girl? And so all of my crew, you know, my team, they're like, who's Jocelyn? I said, so, you know, I just kind of went along with it. I know that's not my name. I'm trying to help her out, but I know what my real name is. My name is Loki, and it's not Jocelyn. That's the thing. When you hear stupidity, foolishness coming from the enemy, you know it has no place being there. So dismiss it, because you know I believe the love of God. Because I believe the love of God, I know that a way of escape has already been made. I know that I have healing in my body in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the doctor's report, in the midst of what I'm seeing, in the midst of what they're showing me. I know I am wall to wall Holy Ghost. And because it starts in the spirit realm, faith is going to bring it over into the physical realm, and I'm going to see the end of my faith. So, back to this. Satan doesn't have a limitless bag of tricks. He's going to use the same mess over and over again, but you need to recognize it. And when you see it, you're going to fight that invader. It's just like any virus that comes into your body. Your body knows, like, what you doing here? Your body knows immediately when something doesn't belong there. It's almost like, you know, for folks who've had a some type of organ transplant, they are immediately put on anti-rejection medication because the new organ that is transplanted doesn't belong there really. So the body goes into an active fight to get the invader that shouldn't be there. Just like that, and so they give them anti-rejection meds. Likewise, when you hear something that goes against the word of God that you have sought out to deal and handle that situation, and it comes up against that, you have no right here. You should not be here. I have word on this that says X, Y, and Z, and my deliverance is not. My deliverance is here. What I'm going to do is take my position. And I'm going to stand there and see the salvation, see the victory of the Lord, and I'm coming out on the other side. So, in these situations, what I want you to do, and moving forward, is just understand, you know what? You have more than enough faith. You have more than enough faith. We've all been given the measure of faith. You shall receive from the word of God. And I want us just to go back and end on that scripture again on 2 Chronicles 20. And 17, and like I said, this is the NIV. You will not have to fight this battle. A partaker you shall not be, you shall be an observer only. So you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Don't be afraid. I don't care what they told you, don't be afraid. I don't care if they put a foreclosure sign on your door. Don't be afraid. I don't care if they've taken your car and you've gone back to get it five times. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And don't be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow. The Lord, Jehovah Jireh, your provider. The Lord, hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, your healer. The Lord, Jehovah Gamola, the God of recompense and reward. Jehovah Shalom, your peace, nothing broken, nothing missing. He is with you. Take your positions. Stand strong and see the salvation and the glory of the Lord. Believe the love. Believe the love. It is the love of God that has us here, that he would send his son to be the payment for our sins. So I don't want you ever to think, well, you don't know what I did last night. God is not holding that against you. He's not holding that against you. That's the grace of God. That is the love of God. Walk in that forgiveness and receive it. You don't have to work for it, but you do have to receive it. A gift, you receive. A gift, you receive. A present, you receive. If you have to pay for it, I'm like, that, it's not a gift. But it is the gift of righteousness. It is the gift of God. So it doesn't matter. What you are to do at this moment is to receive and believe the love of God. And because of that love of God, you have deliverance. Because of the love of God, you have healing. Because of the love of God, you have breakthrough. You have wholeness, soundness, nothing broken and nothing missing. Believe the love of God. Stand and see the victory. Take your position, church. Take your position of healing. Take your position of nothing broken and nothing missing. Take your provision. Take it. And what victory are you taking on today? Look at yourself in the mirror. What victory am I taking on today? God bless you.
We thank you for joining us for service today. Before we leave, we would like to give you the opportunity to know Jesus. It's as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.